second. Owner, Floyd, Jerry, and Lana. It's not real clear about the motions to table, the seconds, and the final motion is fine as far as, but I don't know what took place before that that caused all this.
That was the one that Gary Allman presented.
That's right.
And we looked at it, looked at sales coverage, we talked about it. We were going to deny it, and then we didn't, the motion was withdrawn because we got into more discussion, and then we sat to table it for a little bit, and then we ended up going back. And
we tabled it because I will change this to make it more clear. Thank you for bringing that up. We tabled it for him to check with his clients to see if they wanted to pursue doing an appraisal, and they decided not to, so I'll have that in there.
I think just if the public looked at it, it would look kind of confusing. So I just wanted to clear that.
I think there is one error in there because that second motion passed by 5-0, and there were only 4 of us here. You have Mr. Strafus voting aye on that part. And then he's absent on the next.
The first one was Tuesday.
That was Tuesday, and he was
and then
here.
Then when it was finally voted on, it was Friday. Or, excuse me, Thursday.
Yeah, we tabled it until Thursday.
I don't know good stuff about
me. I think it'd probably be better though.
I'll make it more clear. I'll add days in there.
Yeah, I think that
I think that would be better.
I got second to state hurdles.
That'll help.
Yeah, second state. Tied state record hurdles.
If you were reading that in a legal situation, it would be kind of confusing.
All story. All American in high school basketball. So, do you not find that?
I didn't find that.
Top 20 in the state basketball.
Okay, I'm lost now. We didn't talk to him 2 different times, did we?
He came back in and said to his, or he called her the last time and said to his clients.
He just called and said they didn't want to do it, and so we
didn't want to bring any more evidence in or didn't want to.
That wasn't the same day?
Everyone's going to have that.
Different day.
It was Thursday.
Okay.
Shoot. Gunner can.
Yeah, dates would be the total correction.
Thanks, James.
You bet.
They're going to bring a pot out in about 30 minutes. So.
Are there any other additions or corrections to the minutes? Is your motion to accept them?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
5-0, except the minutes.
Mr. Chairman, are we going to proceed with the one there was a question that was tabled first before we get into all the rest of them?
Well, we're running behind time, which we're totally fine. Not day, but
are you going to wait till the end of the...
That, or if we get a gap in between, we can take it up. But right now, when she's expecting a phone call, I think we better.
All right.
We probably need to. Hey, James, can you put that little microphone up here?
Why does anybody own these lots?
Right. Just so we can both be heard. That'd be fair. Perfect.
James?
Yes.
Is there a rationale, the difference between the, in other words, one of them at 2,000 and the other one at 4,000?
There's two lots.
Two lots on the other one together.
The second parcel is actually two lots?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Take this down.
Hi, is this Mary? Meredith Denny?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes.
Hi, we have you on speakerphone here in front of the board, and I just wanted to let you know that you are being streamed live on the internet, and also your appeal is being recorded.
Okay.
Okay, I'm turning you over to the chairman.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Ms. Betty.
Good morning.
Can you tell me now, how long have you owned these lots?
Let's see. I purchased lots 66 and 67, I believe, in 1992. I'm looking it up here. I think I purchased them in 92, and I also purchased lot 15 in 93 or 94.
It looks like 94. I do see it on this one.
Okay.
Now, what was the purpose? Were you planning to build on these lots or what?
No, there was a trailer on those lots when I bought them, and it deteriorated, and somebody offered to haul it off for nothing.
So you got rid of that?
We saw those.
Got rid of that, mm-hmm.
But if you didn't intend it, I'm still a little confused as to why you kept these lots all this time.
I wasn't sure what I was going to do, and my health has deteriorated, and I'm going to have to put them up for sale. I'm not able to put anything else on there at this time, and I'm not able to come down and maintain it like it should be maintained if I did put another trailer on there.
Okay, now, what do you think you would sell them for or try to sell them for?
Well, I don't know. I was hoping that maybe I could get $10,000 out of each lot. But with the conditions around there, I just know that's not going to happen.
All right, now.
Do you have any current appraisals or comparable sales in the area that can help us evaluate your request?
Right now, I understand that I talked to a realtor down there the middle of the month of June, and he said nothing was selling up in there. And what has sold prior to that was like $2,000 and $3,000 a piece. But I figured since roads have been put in and sewers have been put in, that should up the valuation of those lots.
Well, this is confusing me, to tell you the truth, because they're only appraised at about a little over $2,000.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And
I just think that, you know, and to raise the taxes on those with the conditions around there, that's why I'm appealing.
But see, the appraised value and then the assessed value is only about $390 a lot.
It only went up $10.
It only went up like $10 for the year when everything's gone up in taxes.
Well, I realize that, but I just think with the conditions around there, it's horrible.
Well, this is something we're a little bit horrified by the pictures, I admit.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I hadn't been over there for quite some time, and I started, you know, going over there, and it's just gotten worse.
Isn't there an association or something that you could get them to clean it up?
I have talked with someone at the county commissioner's office. I've talked to the health department, and they say because Merriam Woods is an incorporated village, they cannot do anything. I went up to the Merriam Woods office and talked with Angela on June the 15th. And she said that because of their budget, they can't always get to this stuff, and they're trying to notify property owners to get it cleaned up, but I've been hearing that for 2 years.
Okay, well, do you have anything else in the way of evidence to present to us?
No, sir, I don't. I'm sorry, I don't.
We will discuss this, and you will receive the...
I bet she needs to be aware of something. Mrs. Denny, the duty of this board is to equalize, and you have an assessment that is in the line of way less than what you thought the lots were worth or what they were, what you would take for them. I just wanted you to be aware of that before we make a judgment.
Yes, sir, I am aware of that.
Okay. I mean, it's just a procedure. We either lower taxes when they're too high or raise them when they're too low.
Right. I understand that, sir, and I realize it's in your hands. and you have to do what's best.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
I'll make a motion to deny 60031 and 60032.
Second.
Question. Why did they go up, James? Can you? I know it's a very small amount, but
actually,
those lots are.
They went up a little bit. I've never made the full adjustment to Merriam Woods for the availability of sewer and water to many lots. They have that availability now. So I've been adjusting those actually over the last two assessment cycles. Hers happened to hit, and the 25-21 is what I had assessed it, appraised it for. Then when she called, I rolled it back to what I considered as close as I could to last year's value. And that's where that value differs from what she says up here at purchase price. I'd actually increased all those lots along there, like I say, for the availability of sewer and have a pretty good road. That actually, if you look at the picture where the trailer house is, the lay of that lot is excellent. The ground there is excellent. It's not a, it's in a bad area, I will admit. But as far as value of that lot, I think I'm okay. We have another sale here in 09 of a $2,500 lot. I didn't bring it because it just came in 3 days ago and just now been entered into the system.
And one other quick one, if I might, the second one that's got two lots, they're not next to each other, but you still got them on the same bill, is that right?
They're combined.
They are next to each other.
Yes. It actually makes it a little bit better lot because of increasing the size of it.
Right.
66 and 67.
And if you'll notice,
okay, I see.
We
I
did take the old trailer off 2 or 3 years. You're not seeing those old trailer houses assessed any longer. We
right.
did take those off a couple cycles ago.
Any further comments?
Nope.
All in favor of the motion to deny?
Aye.
Aye.
5-0.
Mr. Watson on the phone. I think this is CPG, right?
No, he is says he's going
Mr.
to Robert be here
with CPG.
But since you do here in 3 months, I don't know.
No,
Mr.
No,
Watson's on the phone.
A phone call at 9:15. This gentleman's at 9:30.
But Rick Watson told me he was coming.
Oh.
And I notified her to take him off the phone thing and
put
him
in.
He never told me, so I left him on phone. So he's not here. Should we dial him? See what happens?
Okay.
Calling for your 9:15 appointment. Maybe there was some confusion as to whether it was to be a phone conference or you were to appear, but we did make an attempt to call you, and it's 9:15 and we don't see you, so maybe we can try later. Thank you.
Motion to table?
Do we table or we just reschedule? What do we
reschedule? Or?
He said he told Dr. Rose he was going to come today, so maybe he'll still show up. I don't know.
Why don't we wait a few minutes before we take action?
No, let's just
take this gentleman and advise him in 15 minutes.
He's going to have a constant process.
Let's see now. Is this the, are you the representative of CPG Finance?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Did you bring a cost approach with you?
No.
You did not? Okay.
Hopefully I won't
need any exhibits. This is the shops at Branson Meadows. And James, was it inadvertently? We stipulated to this last year. It was appealed to the State Tax Commission in 07 and 08, and it was settled for both years with a stipulated agreement last year. And then this year, we noticed that the value had been increased back to what it was before we stipulated. And so we're just asking that it be reduced back to what we had stipulated to previously.
And I have no objection to that. I talked to Mr. Otto on the phone, and it's just a matter that it carried through so long. We had never changed our side of the book. He didn't get an increase notice based on what we had on the book, so he had no reason to call me. It was exactly left the same through the two-year cycle. It should roll back to the $10,350,000 figure.
That yes.
We stipulated too when we litigated it, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything.
So we're just asking that your Board of Equalization notice show that it's been decreased from the
$12,031,000
down to the $10,350,000.
$10,350,000?
Yes.
And I have a question for James. How would you break that down? Because you have a land and improvements.
We already did it. Kenny has just worked with the numbers to make them work.
Okay. I mean, I guess for a motion, we'll have to make the motion properly, right?
No, just ask for the value.
It'll be exactly as the stipulation was in the State Tax Commission lawsuit.
$10,350,000, we had to take some percentage.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're saying.
And the adjustment finally.
All right.
Motion to move to $10,350,000.
That's what it came to.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Five and nothing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Good.
How are you?
See you. Sorry for the
interruption. No problem.
Thank you.
Your true witty is not till 9:45. Now, what did you want to take up, Jim? This table?
I wanted to take up the table that we had last week on the proof of appraisal. We tabled, which one was it?
That is...
You're talking about that subsidized housing?
Al-Kyre. And I have some more of those appraisals if you need them.
Yeah, I do.
0115.
I don't know where my stuff's at. It's in there.
So do we? Is it not in the book? Then it's out of the book?
It should be in the right part of your book. I think you left it in there.
Is this the Lakeshore Drive property?
Oh, yeah, 0115. Here it is. Oh. Thank you.
Is this the Lakeshore Drive?
Yes, it is. It's 2101 Lakeshore Drive.
Was the question that we had on this one was it was appraised for more than what he wanted reduced?
Is this the one where there were three properties and they brought in an appraisal to show that property values had gone down 20% and on the piece of property it had gone from 1.1 down to 895,000, and I think the assessor had it assessed appraised value at 595 approximately.
They had appraisal for 895,000.
Yeah.
They had appraisal for 2 years ago when they bought it for a million something.
Yeah.
And then they just and then they just got a recent appraisal for 895 to show that the values have dropped, but it's on for 300,000 less than what the most recent appraisal is.
This is the one I was very suspicious about because the comparison. We're in Hollister, Shell, Knob, and Lampy. That's stretching to me comparison prices on real estate.
Was there?
It's their appraisal.
Yeah.
And they're saying that, you know, they're happy with that.
But did they want to make comments to drop the whole deal?
They were sorry that they brought it before us, I think, because they saw that it was appraised for way less than.
Are we going to raise those that are too low?
I would just point out that we the last time we tried that on the second property of this BOE session was Emerald Point. There was a whole neighborhood that we tried and didn't happen. So I want to be cautious that we started and didn't. And if, without going into a lot of detail, since I'll be in Jeff City tomorrow to talk about something like that, I'd like to leave it table till Thursday if I could, Danny.
To me, the one we just passed is a much smaller amount of money. But this woman says she wanted to sell one that we've got appraised at $2,500. She wanted to be able to try to sell it for $10,000. We didn't go back and raise her taxes.
The only thing with that, Dr. Rose, is she didn't have no information. She just said that's what I wanted.
This is an appraisal.
Certified appraisal. And I would like to inform this board that I will be requesting you to raise the land values in Mr. Holstein's subdivision. We actually have put that into the BOE as a run-on. We went back and did find two lots in that series of seven that needed to be raised. And so we are requesting that later on in the BOE to raise those values to 60,000 land.
What? Which properties are those?
It was on Holstein's property.
Didn't we?
It was out on the lake.
The lake. I think there was 10 lots. Was that the 10 lots?
And yeah, in one subdivision.
One subdivision. There was 10 lots. We talked about on Tuesday, and there was a couple lots that were askew there.
But we are going to ask
to raise lots that haven't come before us, did we? We can only raise the one that.
Actually, I think BOE we can.
They have to have notice and be able to come before us, and
we've already noticed them up and everything.
Yeah, we can. We can.
I guess that's my main question, is that if we ask for proof, they bring proof, except the proof works in reverse on what they're doing. I feel it's a duty of the BOE to raise the taxes, maybe not to the full amount of the appraisal, but to at least raise them to whatever this BOE 5 board member can come up with as a reasonable amount. I just think it's the duty of the board. I know nobody likes to.
If we could, and I'm asking the table till Thursday, till after our Wednesday meeting.
We just leave it on the table, since it's the table right now.
I don't have a problem with that. But my problem is, you know, if we start talking about rate, I mean, if we want to be consistent, then a big part of these we're talking about, are we going to go in and look at all the properties around them and raise those if we do something? Because, you know,
we have the rights.
Yeah, but I mean.
But that begins to sound like sour grapes, you know. Okay, all right, if you take up our time and by protesting, we're going to nail you. I don't think we want to.
It's
we're doing
sour grapes. It's correct evaluation. I mean, James's office has got 40,000, 48,000. There's a chance he's missed two or three. I mean, I don't know if it's sour grapes.
Now, I do want to go on record saying past Board of Equalizations has actually strung the assessor out to dry by not correcting an assessment that they were aware of. That could have ended up in the state studies that's got me in circuit court as of today. So past decisions over the last 5 or 6 years, dating back to 2003, the boards of equalizations, by not doing their duty, lined out by the statutes, could be part of the cause that has occurred here in Taney County.
But what happens is if they end up in that 35 number draw, something that we don't raise, then the state holds the whole county, instead of just this one individual, they hold the whole county liable for not having the correct taxes on there. It's not like we're dealing with this one individual and want to show because we don't want to do something or don't want to raise a neighborhood or this and that. The state is forcing the issue by drawing 35 number properties out. If this property that we're talking about shows up in their 35 draws and it shows that this Board of Equalization didn't raise an appraisal that is already existing of $800,000+ as their proof, and we are too low, and if we don't raise it and they draw that, it goes again the county.
It doesn't. And I want the board to know that the county assessor never seen this appraisal until they have showed it here. Of course, we wouldn't see it. But, and Mr. Strahan, I want to correct you on something. You've done three or four times this morning. Leave the word taxes out of your comments. We're trying to work with assessed valuation and appraisal for you.
Well, I don't have a problem tabling this. Do you get more information?
It's already tabled. Let's just leave it on there for now and give him time to see if he can find anything up in Jeff City. In the meantime, is it possible, Jim, if this is the one I think it is, it's no $895,000 property in my mind. If it's that one that's kind of almost down in the marshland at the bottom, kind of by itself and sitting down in the middle. Maybe if you could look back out there and take another look and see.
We don't care a bit to take another look. And in fact, if we could get a copy of that.
Four, and then they got another one for $895,000, they've had two appraisals showing that it's.
I had appraisals twice on my property at Point Royale, and they didn't come out anywhere near what I sold it for.
Dr. Rose, we're going to take that one step farther. We're going to ask permission of this board to go look at all the comparables and make sure that they're comparables. That's what I look at in an appraisal. Are the comparables equal to the subject?
And two of the three comparables aren't even in the same county.
I know. We do that.
Who costs county one?
Yeah. If you tell me to do it and there's appraisal presented in front of this board to confirm that appraisal, I'll be glad to do it.
Go ye and do likewise.
All right, I'll do it.
They seem very happy with their appraisal.
They didn't have to hear. Mr. Watson, I see you now have arrived. We called your place at 9:15 when you weren't here nor there.
I was in your front office, sir. I got here at 9:15.
Well, you were sitting out in front.
No, sir, I was in the girls asked if they needed to make copies for me, and I said yes.
No problem.
The last half hour
we just deferred off here. The podium is yours. I believe we're looking at two, one in Point Royale and one out in Branson Meadows. Is that right?
Well, actually, we're just discussing the one at Branson Hills. The one at Branson Hills, if you have the notification in front of you, the 2008 valuation was $950,000, and the 2009 valuation is $19,650, or approximately a 1,000% increase. And I understand that increase was because of Branson Hills has now completed its infrastructure. And that's what I was told is how the tax came about. But when I bought the property and I received my tax on it, I received a tax of approximately $300, and that was based on what Branson Hills presented to me at the time of the purchase. They presented me a list of properties, in this case 76 different properties in Phase 6, which is where I bought. And Branson Hills, as part of their sales contract, says that this is what you would be paying in taxes, and they showed that all of these properties, even though they were selling for $110,000, $120,000, $125,000, were actually going to be appraised at $45,000, and I think I brought you a copy of that, and it should be up there somewhere. It's not that one.
It would start out with, first of all, it would show a sheet of paper with a lot of prices on it. Next one. Keep going. Whoop. It's gone. All right, what this is, again, this is a sheet of paper that was presented to us as we're buying the properties, and it says, based on that, and then there's a sheet that goes with it that says, the evaluation on your taxes for this property will be approximately $350.64.
Did that come from the assessor's office?
No, this came from Branson Hill, sir. So, I mean, I don't know anything about it at the time. I'm just using this as the information that was presented to me.
Yeah, they don't have the right to, you know.
I'm part of the explanation about why I'm here is the valuation of the property, and what I'm trying to explain to you is where I'm coming up with the valuation of the property. But again, this was presented to me that says you're going to pay only $350.64. I've got my first tax bill, which you'll probably see a copy of it up there, and it shows that there's about $35 in taxes and a CID tax. The CID tax is, that's not it, that's the, keep going, you'll find a property tax one. Keep going. Nope. There, okay, that was the previous one. If you go back to the previous one.
One more
back. This is the sheet that I was just referring to you. This was presented to me by the salespeople. Said this is phase six. These are what the prices are selling for at the time. Again, this is 2007 when the economy was wonderful, the banks were loaning money, and Payne Stewart was out advertising that it would be the best property around, which I felt it was at the time. The next slide you'll see is what I just described to you, where they've said, okay, based on these numbers, the other way. Based on these numbers, your taxes are going to be $350.64. Now, right, did I get this from the tax assessor? Absolutely not. But that's what I based my thinking on. Now, if you'll find that, you'll find also in here, you'll find the tax that I did pay for 2007. And that tax will be, and that's probably it upside down. Yeah, that looks like it. Yeah, that's it. Okay. This is my 2008 tax, and all of a sudden my tax was $1,544.44. And I called the county up and I said, I'm sorry, I thought my tax was going to be about $350. Oh, well, no, you have a SID tax. And I said, well, what's a SID tax? And they said, well, that's a deal that when all the infrastructure is finished with Branson Hills, you have to pay this SID tax. And I said, well, you know, I was never informed of this. And they said, well, this is your tax, sir. So I said, okay, it sounds like an unreasonable amount of money, but I'll go ahead and pay it. Well, then this year I get the notification from you gentlemen, which is saying that not only am I going to pay this SID tax, which I thought was my tax, but I'm going to pay another $918 in taxes. So this empty lot that I have at Payne Stewart's is now going to be charging me $2,400 a year on tax. And then I also receive a letter that says, oh, on this $1,500, we may go as high as $2,500. And I'm going, wait a minute, what am I being taxed on? Who's taxing me for what? You're taxing me a SID tax. Now you're coming back and taxing me another tax. And then you say that tax can go up.
Sir, this board has nothing to do with the taxes or the tax rates. They simply set the value of the property, the assessed value of the property. The taxes are set by the political subdivisions, the school district, the ambulance district, and in your case, if there's a CID, a community improvement district, which there are very few of them in the county, they may set a tax as well. But this board
and I understand that, but I'm trying to come up with the value. You said the value of my property. Well, all of a sudden, the value of my property is extremely less because there's a $4,200 per year, including the POA fees, on an empty lot. Now, this lot is not valuable anymore. If you want to build at Payne Stewart, it may be a fair price. But if you want to buy there and just sit on it, it is not a fair price. I also received, and I read in the mail this morning, or in the Branson News, it says City Reports Branson Hills Tax District. And this is dated on June 30th, 2009. It says that Branson Hills is applying for the CID tax. It hasn't even been approved. This is June 30th, 2009. Yeah, I've been charged twice. I've already paid $3,200 to somebody in taxes for a thing that's not even been approved.
Well, if they don't have the tax approved, then you might have a claim against the CID, but it may be an additional tax over what they've already got in place. But again, this board has nothing to do with taxes,
okay,
only with the assessed value of property.
So how much did you pay for the lot?
I paid $110,000.
And what do you think it's worth right now?
If I could sell it, maybe $75,000,
okay.
If I could sell it, but I can't sell it because I can't get to it. Part of the rules and regulations state that you can enter the property anytime you want, but I can't enter the property anytime I want because I don't have a code, and unless the guard's there, they won't even let me in, and they definitely won't let anybody in that's trying to look at property to buy. But to go back to the property again, is it worth what I paid for it? At the time, I thought it was. Is it worth that now? Absolutely not, because these taxes that you guys have nothing to do with have all of a sudden shown up and are starting to be attached to this property. And even if I spent $4,200 a year so I could play golf at Pine Stewart's, I get a 10% discount as an owner. There's just nobody that's going to buy this land anymore when they find out about all of these hidden taxes and all these hidden situations that Branson Hills has done to these people. So I'm saying, no, this value isn't the same. But let's just assume that I paid $110,000 for that property, and you guys aren't going to accept any of my arguments. You paid it. You owe us the money. I have a lot next door to my house in Point Real that I also bought because I bought property when I came to Missouri thinking buy land, it's a good investment. That property is just like this piece of property. It's an empty lot. It's on a developed area. It's got street lights. It's got water. And I'm being charged $387. I was charged $387 in 2007, $393 in 2009. And yet I come over here to Branson Hills, and even though the CID tax, as you said, is not part of you, you're going to charge me $983. I don't understand. Why can one lot here be valued at $383 and a lot over here be valued at $900? Granted, I paid twice the amount of money for the second lot.
The tax has nothing to do with the value. It depends upon which political subdivision districts apply their levy to your assessed rate. The assessed rate, when multiplied by your levy, certainly has something to do with how much taxes you pay. But there may be more levies and higher levies in certain districts over other districts. The assessed value is what's relevant here.
Well,
why we're looking at it too, you paid $110,000 for a lot.
Yes.
They've only got it appraised at $103,000. In other words, you're already at less than the appraised price of what you appraisal price is less than what you paid for it.
I can't sell it for that.
Do you have comparable sales to present or any appraisals or anything like
that? The only comparable sales you get is from HCW, and HCW is the one that's selling the lots, and they're selling for $120,000, $130,000 if they can. And I don't know that. You know, by Missouri law, I can't find that information. You can just sell anything you want for a dollar. I don't know, and they're sure not going to tell me.
We can furnish you with that. We've got some sales. That's what I presented to the board and dates of the sale. They're not as reliable, seemingly, as an MLS listing because the state says they are, even though I do have the signature of the owner and the purchaser on this form, the state says that's not as relevant as an MLS listing. I don't believe that. I think that's hogwash. But we can furnish you with some of these sales and bring you up to date on those.
James, is this the document, the two-page document you gave us earlier, Kenny?
That is.
Okay, so we're unfortunately, in for your case, we're seeing sales of 110
130, 125, another 130, 130, 130.
But who is selling these properties, sir? Is this HCW or is this personal? So there's a difference. HCW has some great salespeople, and they don't inform them. As I would have to tell my buyer that there are all these taxes. When I went to HCW, I played golf with the guy the other day and says, what about this CID tax we're going to pay? And he says, they didn't tell anything about a CID tax. Well, unfortunately, they don't tell people. So they can sell these properties. Every person I know that has bought a property out there is extremely upset and is thinking of suing HCW for this hidden tax. But it is taken away from my property. I can't sell my property. I can't get to my property. I can't even send anybody to my property. So I don't care what HCW is selling them for. They can sell them all day long. They sold them to me. I was really thrilled to buy it.
But that's what we have to base our evaluation of property on is what other properties of similar nature are selling for.
And well, then
who sells it,
I can't get to that information. But if you can show, I mean, all I can do is ask you to prove to me that some individual.
It doesn't matter whether it's individual.
Because they can give away free golf, and they can give away this, and they can give away this, and they can make their properties a lot more accessible by things that you don't see when they give it away.
The instructions that we're given as Board of Equalization is just make sure it's a true arm's length sale, a willing buyer, a willing seller who doesn't really need to sell or buy. It doesn't talk about the entity selling it. Obviously the property, we don't take the foreclosure properties and take those in consideration. We can't do that.
I'm not asking you. I am confused though when you have two pieces of property. One is totally in a developed area like Port Royal. Everything is done and it's much, much more saleable. And you go over to Payne Stewart's, which has got 800 empty lots with 20 houses. Now, what makes that lot much more valuable? More saleable than my lot.
Let me just point out something that the assessor's office has about 48,000 parcels in the county to assess. It's possible that the Point Royal property is undervalued. It's possible. And that's the other flip side, is that this may be properly assessed, and the property in Point Royal is underassessed.
Well, I only have the figures I have.
Sure.
You charge me. You say that this is my property, this is what I should pay for tax, and this is my other property based on its sales value. I'm telling you the sales value over here is not anywhere close to what I paid for it.
So you bought it in
2007. It is not valued at that. I couldn't sell that. I couldn't give that property away for the same amount of money, unless it was an HCW salesman.
Some property in Point Royal versus one over here, there's lots of differences depending on what people's willing to pay for it. We have to base it on comparable sales. Lots in Point Royal, your property is based on sales over there. Lots in Branson Hills are based on lots in Branson Hills. You can't compare a lot in Bradleyville to a lot in Branson. There's differences.
Well, I'm really not comparing. I'm trying to compare apples to apples. Golf course community completed against golf course community that isn't. I went to the bank, and as soon as I walked in, I said, I want to talk to you about my Payne Stewart property. He says, we don't loan money on Payne Stewart anymore. They flat out refused to loan money. I said, wait a minute, I'm not here to borrow money. I'm here to pay off my 10% note because it's costing me $7,000 a year to have it. Oh, thank you. How can you sell a piece of property when a bank in town refuses to loan money on it? So how can you say that this piece of property is worth $103,000? It's not worth $103,000. I would love to sell it for $103,000. Anybody want it? You're welcome to it.
Rick, we've even had one that said his value was zero because it was costing him more.
Well, I'm sure.
And just
I'm not
association dues. And he was renting out this was a condo that he was taking in. He was losing money without taking it into account. We've had problems on the landing, out at Emerald Point, out here.
Okay, well, let me bring one other point to it. When I bought this lot, I was told that Phase 6 of Branson Hills was going to be the premier area. HCW was going to build their house. The 417 house was going to be there. And it was going to be a guarded area. Just Phase 6. Well, they came along and they said, oh, no, everybody else is upset, so let's go ahead and put out two gates. One thing they also told me is that I could drive my golf cart or my car from my lot to the clubhouse. As of today, that is still impossible. I cannot, nor can anybody else in Phase 6, get from their lot to the clubhouse. We must exit, go out on the highway, go down 2 miles, and come back in again. So is my lot as valuable as they said it was going to be? Absolutely not. This is what I'm trying to say. What they sold me is not what I ended up with. Do I have an argument with them? Absolutely have an argument with them. But this, it's, your rule says, why do you go to here? You go to here to prove that the value, the sales value of the property for taxable purposes.
See,
your tax would be at
$103,000. I understand your frustration in trying to get the information. What we need to, in order to prove that these lots are only worth $75,000 is somebody to sell some at $75,000.
Or an appraisal.
Or even an appraisal. If you get a private appraiser.
So I go out and spend $350 for a private appraiser and come back to you and he says that lot is worth $75,000. You'll change my taxes?
That's what we asked for this first time, for you to prove that your property was not worth what we had it for.
Well, I tried to prove it by showing you the property, the other property you taxed.
That has no bearing, sir.
Well,
Point Royale has no bearing on this other property, period. It's not comparing apples to apples whatsoever.
Well, you mean if I go out and tell you that every property in Port Royal lot sold for $55,000, now I can use that as a comparison to Payne Stewart?
Nothing can in Port Royal can compare to Payne Stewart's lot.
So the only thing I can compare it is something in Payne Stewart.
An appraisal.
At the same value of what I paid for it, because there's lots in Payne Stewart that are selling for $45,000.
We don't have that information. That's what you were here to furnish us with. Some other proof. We have no proof other than what
well,
you're saying.
There are lots out there that are selling at
$45,000 internal lots in the back, yeah. That's a retail price on them. That's not their wholesale price. That's a retail price.
Mr. Chairman, do we have any further information or as far as proof of this gentleman?
Gee, I'm sorry, Dan, that I'm bothering you.
Okay. No, you're not bothering me at all.
Well, I was told that if I could bring you proof that my lot is worth different, I'm trying to tell you that it's not worth $103,000, that everything HCW has told me is not true. They have a locked gate. They're charging us $500,000.
Sir, you haven't furnished us any information that you started talking about lots that were selling out there for $45,000, then you said they were way over on the back. So you haven't furnished anything for us to... We're here to try to help you establish that, but you haven't furnished any proof. What we do is...
Well, until this gentleman spoke to me, I couldn't find the proof. There is no way, any place I can go to find out what these lots are selling for. There was no place other than until he just told me that he could give me the information. I went online. I spent the last 2 weeks going through all of this trying to find the information. But unfortunately, because of Missouri law, it's very difficult. So,
James, can you, on the list we got here, there is one lot that's $37,000.
What was that?
101.
It looks like a split. If you look at the number above it, it's 4100, and then 4101 is, I'd have to go draw another map. It's something to do with not on the golf course or something of that nature. No, there it is. I'm sorry. Here it is.
Arm's
length sale. Because everything else is from 125, 130,000,
yeah.
110,000, and here's one lot at 37,000.
Don't have no idea why it's that way. In fact, as an appraiser, we wouldn't even look at the $37,000 sale.
Have we got one of those?
Well, I didn't bring you. There. There's also phase two and phase three and phase four, which I had price lists on, but I didn't bring those along because I wasn't in those phases.
But Mr. Watson, I wouldn't show no more price list because that price list you showed them is evidence against
it. I'm not disagreeing what I paid for it. When you sent me a document a year ago, says, please tell me what you put, I honestly put $110,000. 2 years ago, I thought it was worth $110,000 or I wouldn't have paid $110,000 for it. Even though when I bought it, they put an easement right through it. So I said, okay, great, I paid it. I'm not disagreeing that I paid it. But when I read the reason you can come here, it says to prove that the value of your property is not at what it's listed at. I'm saying the property is not worth $103,000. But the only way I'm going to be able to prove that is to put it on the market. And I'm not about to ready to put it on the market. That's why I went and paid the loan off, so I could stop the bleeding. Hopefully that will come back. Hopefully they'll put the road in so I can get to the clubhouse. Hopefully they'll put the streetlights back on. Hopefully they'll do a lot of things. But in the meantime, you're telling me it's worth it. I'm telling you it's not. But I can't prove it. So I just thought, when you guys say like for like, if a house sold in Taney County, I mean, I'm sure that's what you do too when you somebody appraises a house. An appraiser came to my house to appraise my house. He used a house over here and a house over here, and then he went to the bank and said, here's the appraisal on Mr. Watson's house based on these two other houses that weren't even close. So I thought I could come and bring you a lot that you all, that's a lot that you're taxing me on, and use that as very definite proof.
Don't you see it, Rick, though? Our evidence says the opposite. Says you didn't pay too much compared to other lots around you.
Mr. Rose, I'm not disagreeing with that.
This might be saying, in a sense, that you were all suckers for paying it. But it's still, you're not being treated unfairly in comparison.
We need to move on. I mean, we've heard the evidence.
I'm sorry.
More evidence. I mean, we have a timeline. The procedure normally is that at the end of the day, or when we get our first available break, we'll vote on it. You will be notified via mail what our decision was. If by chance your request is denied, you have an avenue at the state tax commission where it doesn't cost any money. They come here and hear your case, and at that point they can overrule our decision. But there is an avenue if we choose to deny it as a board by majority. So, but you'll be notified by mail once that we vote, which we try to vote, you know, at first available break, or worst case, end of the day. So, all right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Recess. You guys can hear this. Over.
Okay, is Gertrude Woody here? Yeah. Second here, that's what, 147? No. 221?
Thank you, sir. Two two one.
Just give us a second here to get through our pile.
Sure, no problem.
I have run across that name of Woody for 60 years. Is that your? Are you Mr. Woody?
Yes, sir.
You didn't come out of Quincy, Illinois by any chance, did you?
No, but I've heard other people have asked me about Witz there.
There used to be a county clerk, I think, was over there. The politician.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in Tannen Como Terrace?
Yes.
All right.
I'm sorry, I looked at the name.
Okay, go right ahead and give us your feelings.
Okay, we're concerned our taxes went up over $200 in 1 year. And as you have the information, we paid $55,000 for our condo. And there's really been no improvements or anything else done on it. And we kind of feel like the property value has gone down a little and that it was an excessive increase in taxes.
See, the main thing that we look at on these is what are these properties like you're selling for in Taney Como Terrace?
Well, we have no way of knowing for sure, but we have, out of 92 units, there's about 14 for sale, have been for sale for a long time, and one went up for sale. They were asking $85,000. It was on the lakefront, and we don't know what they got for it. We have no way of knowing that. And we know there were several, a couple years ago, that people paid a lot more for that. I think thinking they were an investment because of the landing going in, property values going up, but they haven't. So we're just concerned about our taxes going up that much in 1 year.
Can you tell me what building you're in or what
building
you,
one.
Building one.
110 Wilshire Drive.
Okay.
110.
We're a back unit.
Okay, and what is unit 8 in building 110?
That's lakefront, I believe.
And you're not lakefront?
We're not lakefront.
Okay.
What did building 10 sell?
Building that sold for $115,000 last year for lakefront.
And unit 12.
Okay, and there is a unit. I'm
sure. Are they the same size? Is that?
They're all the same. Approximately 1,200 square feet. There is a unit for sale in our building, lakefront, second floor.
Uh-huh.
They're asking $139,900 for it, but it's been on the market for quite a while.
How about unit 12? Is that?
That was, I believe, lakefront. Yeah.
Okay.
And we're not lakefront.
Right. You're on the back side.
On the back side. Okay. Yeah, that's us.
But you're also said, I mean, the appraised value is about $80,000. That's sold on the backside or the lakeside for $120,000.
Mm-hmm.
$80,000 to $120,000 is quite a bit.
What do you think that? What do you think your value of your place is?
If we were to put it on the market today,
Is it $80,000? Is it close to? I mean, I know your concern is that your taxes, your assessed value has gone up.
Yes.
But is it closer to, I guess the question is it closer to being realistic, which we're saying it's, the assessor is saying that he's showing a value of $80,000 for your unit.
I see.
I know it's a steep increase, but is that, the concern is that more realistic to what it actually is? And maybe it was just undervalued 2 years ago.
That's hard for, I don't know, it's hard for me to say. Not knowing what other properties have sold for and being that there are so many for sale.
Right.
And like I said, the one that they asked $85,000 that was lakefront, mm-hmm. they had started out asking like $175,000.
Okay.
It stayed on the market for 2 years, and then there was a big notice, $85,000, we don't know what it really went for.
Do you remember what unit that was?
Building two.
Buildings.
120 Wilshire. It was on the third floor.
We don't have that one. Okay. Okay. Hmm. Are you on the ground floor?
Yes.
You're on the ground floor.
Yes, we are.
Okay. I'm just asking, James, have we done any, we've seen other properties in this area. Have we done anything? Do you remember?
And actually, lakefront, of course, is.
Has there been other appeals? I guess that was my question.
There was an appeal earlier.
We had one last week.
Okay.
All these are identical units that I know of. The only difference in them is some of them had a corner.
Right.
Some of them is a Lakeview.
Lakeview is, and the first two buildings actually are the ones that have the Lakeview.
Wade, I handed you a sales list.
Yes.
Showing all these high values.
Okay, I
but
see
I
this.
I actually weighed heavily on a sale that I had that's not on that list that sold in July of 08 for $80,000. And that's basically the smaller of the figures, if you'll look at it.
Okay, I'm seeing here.
It was the most current sale, and that's why I relied heavily on the $80,000 that you don't see there.
Okay.
And these sales are in, okay, now see, there was one in our building. I don't remember the unit number. I'm looking. That we were told we have no proof of that sold for 100 and, I can't remember how much it was, do you? We're just trying. With this is all we have, and our taxes went up, you know.
We felt that the prices of these homes have dropped
right.
in the last year.
No disagreement for me whatsoever.
We couldn't see why they should be raising the taxes if our...
Our sales reflection in 04 and 05 showed that we were pretty close at what we had them on for. But when these new sales started showing up on these sales lists, the value changed about... almost 70% increase in sales, but then we've seen this $80,000 sale as being the most current, which showed a downward trend of them,
I see.
But still not down to what they was previous.
I see.
We follow the sales. That's all we do on condos is we follow the sales and try to get as close as we can to value.
Sure.
We understand that, and we just thought we would try because we just thought $200 was a big jump in 1 year.
Right.
It won't make you feel one bit better, but mine in a condo jumped more than this.
Well, we just thought we'd try, and that's all. We know that's we don't really have any much of more of an argument that that. And that's our sole home. We just live there, and that's the only property we pay taxes on.
See, part of the problem here, you may have read in the paper, that the commissioners and Jim have been hit by the state withholding money, saying that they have not assessed property high enough down here. And they've been fighting that to try to get money back in for the county. And what I've told the people where I live was to take the value of what they think they could sell their house, their condo for. To be honest about it, don't think, I want to make a million. Just what you think you'd get for it. And take 19% of that. And if your assessed valuation is a bunch higher, then you've got a case. But I don't think in your case you do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, now I'm looking, now I'm just kind of focusing on these prices on these units. And about 50% of the people that own condos in our complex do not live there full time. And I'm looking at these prices, and these in 07 and 08 paid, I think, more than they should have because they bought them for investment purposes because of the landing going in and thinking they were going to make money on them.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%.
And so our taxes went up because...
No.
Oh, no.
If you look at that, you'll see that they're valued about... those sales prices is about 40% above where I actually put that value based on this current sale. The closest to September 1st I could get was this July 2008 sale at $80,000.
I see that.
I didn't put them at those values. You're seeing that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I put them at the $80,000 instead.
Okay.
You'll be we'll vote on this appeal later on today, and then you'll be notified via mail. If it comes denied, you'll have an opportunity to appeal at the state tax commission level, the state level, where they come down here and hear your case, and then they can overrule the decision. So you have another avenue depending on what the board decides.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Okay.
Bye. Thanks a lot.
We have a phone call, I guess, at 10 o'clock.
Phone call.
On...
147? Is it 10?
Yep.
It's time to make it.
Oh, they haven't voted on it yet, or?
This is on 147. Give us time to find our brains here. 142. And then jump. Oh, there we go.
Down on the bottom.
James Lemon. Is it Lemon or Lemon?
It's the same.
Can I ask you which it is?
Are you prepared for that today? Okay. All right. I'm going to turn you over to the Board of Equalization here. We are on speakerphone. And just to let you know that you are streaming live on the Internet and your appeal is being recorded.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this property is in Merriam Woods. It's just one lot. Is there a house built on it or what? Now the taxes went up. The assessed value went from 14.4 to 15.240. So the assessed valuation went up less than $1,000. And yet, you think that's too much?
Well, the market right now, the market home prices.
In your appeal letter here, you said that you bought it for $103,900? back in 06?
Yes. But
now, how did you arrive at saying it's only worth $57,504 today?
Okay, I took houses sold in the area. The last couple of houses were sold in 2008, and the first couple were sold in 2009. Then took the price per square foot average of those houses and multiplied that by the number of square foot of my house.
All right. Yeah, I'm sorry, I had overlooked your letter here. I'm trying to catch up a little bit. Do any of the rest of you have some questions?
Well, I'm looking at the houses there beside him and what their list. I mean, what their assessed value are. Go on, move on over if you don't care to. The other direction. Yeah. Go ahead in there.
Can we? They're can I just have the assessor talk about his how he came to his price? Well, let's do that while Dr. Rose, while we're looking for questions.
All right. Now, how did you arrive? You say that you found evidence that other places were sold around you at only about
$50,000? Okay. I found other revenues sold in the area. And like I said, I spoke with Linda in the real estate department of the tax assessor's office on the 5th of June and explained which houses, whatever, I was thinking grouping. She said that she thought that was the check one would be a good indicator of the price of the house there.
Every one of those lots are assessed the same all the way across, Dave.
That's what I was wanting to say.
Yeah, move them like you did, showed me there.
All right.
Yeah, just back the other way.
What we're doing right now is looking at some aerial photos of similar property that is assessed at the same price.
Okay.
Just trying to get a bearing on what the neighborhood is assessed look like.
These.
All your neighbors on both sides of you and down the street are all the assessed value is within $500 of what you're being assessed, and even the neighbor behind you on that next street and the house beside it are all within $500. It's the whole block area is the same. So that's what we're looking at now. That's the reason it's taking us a little bit of time to try to evaluate this.
Now, these examples that you've put here of multiple listing, how close are these? They're on Camp Brown Road, I see. Here's one on Walnut, I think. How close are these to your property, these ones that you sent us copies of?
They were all with Marion Woods. I just used Marion Woods as the criteria there.
But they could be a mile or so from yours.
They could be a mile or so, yes.
Do you realize you sent us a comparable on that sold on 12/31 of 08 for $84,900, your second comparable?
Yes, I do.
And we just got yours on for
$80,000. Right. I did it because using comparables, you can't use just one comparable, I believe, but you know, usually they're three, four, five, or whatever.
It's the most like house to yours that you sent us. The others are really small houses. Or once the house falls below 1,100 feet, I consider them their market value as maybe a little bit an obsolescence factor might occur. But as you see, this 1,240-foot house actually sold for, and I mean that's within one day of my appraisal on your house.
Right. I realize that. But there's also tax advantages to getting a house at the end of the year. Canada. You get it for, in 2008 in December, then there you have tax advantages for that year.
And I just want to make you one other thing aware. You got on your list, and it's I love the way you've laid it out. I like for people to be interested in the value of their property. But you use 1,200 feet to multiply your 4792 by when it's on our square footage of your house. We've got 1,361 feet of an adjusted area that would be used on that multiplier. And then on yours, you don't even add any land value, what the land is worth.
The square footage, how many square foot, it's, that's the actual footage of the house.
Right. Right.
I got that from, we bought the house, okay, the layout of the house there, that the people said, and that shows that it's 30 feet by 40 feet. 40 feet across the front and 30 feet deep.
You don't have a garage?
Oh, we have a garage, yes.
Added with that.
But the square footage of that's not the living space, right?
Right. So, we point that garage on as a point system toward the home, not actually. Actually, we don't count it as 100%. We normally point garages on at 6/10 or 4/10, according to what the finish is on it. So, which actually brings us up to more square footage than the 1,200 that the house is.
Okay, yeah. I would not count the garage because I was just counting the living space of the house.
Right, and we just have your house at 1230, so we're off a foot one way or the other, or the dimensions, inside dimensions was counted on your living space, or we always use outside dimensions on our appraisals.
I see. Okay.
Now, actually, you paid over $100,000. The appraised value has been dropped by the assessor by over 20% in the last 3 years.
You're right. And like I said, I think that's reflective of the drops in housing over the last couple of years here or so, but the houses that sold, for instance, in the first quarter of this year, gone for a whole lot less. For example, I have the 2021 Gap Round, for example, sold for $38,002.
Now, is this home occupied now? Do you rent this out?
I rent it out.
So you're a Californian now, though.
Correct.
All right. Well, you have done a good job in sending along the materials as you've seen them. We will discuss all this. Are there any other questions of Mr. Long?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yeah, okay, I'm just checking to make sure there are no questions. We will be discussing this and voting on it later on today. We will notify you by mail within the next few days of what the decision of the board is. If the board should vote to deny your request for reconsideration, you still can appeal to the state board. And that you will be told that at the time.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
I'm going to ask for a recess.
You don't want to make any motion on this right now?
No, I wouldn't. Well, it doesn't matter. I make a motion to deny on the property BOE number 60147.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Motion to deny is carried. What about, while we're at it, Mrs. Woody? The lady who was just in just before.
Oh, I thought that was White.
Woody. I'll make a motion to deny 60221.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. I think that's just what we valued one last week.
I abstained from voting. I wasn't present to hear all the evidence.
Okay. Aye. So there'd be six or four.
401.
401. One.
Break?
Okay, break, we'll
please.
Take our break.
We have one more to vote on, but I want to... Yeah.